Welcome to After the Fact, a Knowing Faith mini episode where we look to take a big question and address it in just a few minutes. Our After the Fact episodes this season are brought to you by our season sponsor, Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And I got to tell you, I love Midwestern's motto, for the church. That resonates so deeply with the goal of knowing faith, to see a theological movement that is from and for the church. Joining us today for the second time is Jared Wilson. Jared is assistant professor of pastoral ministry and author in residence. I got to tell you, every time I hear that, that sounds fancy.
It's pretty fancy.
Does it feel fancy for you, Jared?
Yeah, I mean, they got caviar waiting for me when I show up every morning. Got some slippers, monogram slippers that I put on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, this author in residence has penned numerous books, including but not limited to, certainly, Gospel Wakefulness, The Prodigal Church, The Gospel Driven Church, The Gospel According to Satan. You're catching a theme here. The forthcoming this fall, Friendship with the Friend of Sinners. I'm guessing, Jared, that book will also deal with the gospel. Is that fair?
Brother, what else is there? What else is there to talk about?
Yeah. There we go. Well, Jared, thanks for joining us. Here's the big question for you.
Okay.
Why is union with Christ the best news ever?
Oh man, this is a fantastic question. First of all, why union with Christ is the best news ever is because it is really the context of the gospel. The New Testament really positions being in Christ as sort of the overarching theme of all the other sort of blessings we receive through the finished work of Jesus, to be in him. When I was growing up, and heard about the good news in faithful Bible-believing churches, sort of we topped out, so to speak, on salvation with kind of the forgiveness of sins. It was basically you get the slate wiped clean, your heart is washed white as snow, and you get a ticket to heaven. You get to go to heaven when you die. And these are wonderful things, of course. The gospel is not less than those, for sure. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea that not only is the slate wiped clean, but next level up in a way, I have also imputed to me the righteousness of Christ, so that it's not just like, hey, Jared, try again with this new blank slate. It's his perfect obedience is now credited to me as if I had obeyed perfectly. Mm. But now level up, it's not just that I'm now this sort of loose Christian canon trying to figure it out with this equipment that the Holy Spirit gives me, but I'm actually brought into the very life of Christ. I'm, in a sense, grafted into his life. Peter talks about believers becoming partakers of the divine nature, or in John 17, and Jesus' high priestly prayer, part of his prayer for believers is that we would know that he is in us and we are in him.
Yeah.
And so it's the best news ever because it makes our salvation even more impenetrable than we thought it was. If I am united to Christ, if I am, as Paul says in the letter to the Colossians, if I am hidden with Christ in God, then I have nothing left to hide. I can be honest about my sin. I can be courageous in the face of temptation. I can be honest and transparent with my brothers and sisters because I'm connected vitally, spiritually, with Christ. I'm mystically united to Jesus. If that's true, then I know that I for sure am going to conquer the grave, not just because I have an ascent in the resurrection of Jesus, but also because I'm grafted into his life and he is the power over sin and death. He has conquered hell. And if I'm in him, then I am as unconquerable as he is, which, gosh, is there not any better news than that? If we are united to Christ by faith, we are as secure as Jesus himself is. And the question every Christian should ask in response to that is, how secure do you think Jesus is?
Well, let me ask you, how secure do you think Jesus is?
Well, he is risen. He is glorious. He is the Son of God. He is the second person of the Trinity.
Sure.
He is ascended to the right hand of the Father. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. None of his deity, of course, is transferred to us. We don't become gods or like him. We don't share in his deity or his divinity, but we share in his nature and in his goodness and all that he has purchased for us and in his personhood in the sense that we are united to him in the realest way possible, which is to say spiritual way, that where he is, we will be also.
Yeah.
That no one can snatch us out of his hand. That's how tight we are, that we are, as Paul says also, we are seated with him in the heavenly places, even now. So you and I are sitting in these chairs and these offices. I don't know where you are. I'm in my basement in my house in Missouri. Mm. But at the same time, we are somehow seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And if that is true, then we have irremovable security, unassailable security. Mm-hmm. And what I also love about that, the good news of that, is it's not really even contingent on how I feel.
Sure.
You know, I can feel insecure. I can feel anxious. I can feel weak. But at the same time, I can know that spiritually, if I'm united to Christ, then I am more secure than I could ever dream of.
That's good. That's good. Well, Jared, thanks for joining us. Thanks for telling us why union with Christ is the best news ever. And I will affirm, I do think that being with Jesus in the heavenly places sounds better than being in your basement with you.
It's not bad. It's not a bad basement. It's finished. It's got carpet. But you're right. It's not the same as being seated in the heavenly places.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news for everyone. After the Fact is brought to you by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Are you ready to take your next step in theological training? Consider Midwestern Seminary and how their For the Church vision can equip you through formal theological education. Learn more about how to get started at mbts.edu/knowingfaith.